it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local, the second live in-person interview in 2.5 years. This is pretty cool, man. It's like christening a brand new rebirth to Loud and Local with bands in studio. We made do with Zoom. It was cool. It's fine. That was an era. But now we got bands in studio. And the band in studio we have is called 38 Coffin. They have a brand new record. They're playing a bunch of shows that we're going to be talking about starting October 28th. That's at Jules Maze. But welcome to the show. How you guys doing?
Great. Good.
Awesome.
Right on. Let's go around the room, starting with you, Lauren. What's your name? Well, obviously, Lauren. What's your name, and what do you do in the band?
I'm Lauren. I play guitar, rhythm guitar, and I'm the singer.
Nice.
Dane, I play drums.
I'm Andre, I play guitar.
I'm Lindsay, and I play bass and make bad jokes.
Nice. Okay. Can we hear one?
Only on if Dane promises to laugh.
I always laugh, no matter what, because that's what you pay me for, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a rhythm section... Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, I got one. So the guy goes to the doctor, and they remove half his brain, and he says, yeah, I'm just going to play drums. And then the doctor was really worried, and he's like, sorry, I accidentally removed 3/4 of your brain. And he goes, that's okay, doc, and he pulls out a bass.
Damn. Harsh. Well, we're going to be playing some songs from the new record over here. 38 Coffin, self-titled record, I believe, right? Self-titled record.
Yeah.
And yes. Out on IFA Records, came out recently. We're going to be playing some songs from that. But give me a little brief history of the band. Like, how long have you been together, and how'd you all meet?
Well, me and Dane got it together during COVID.
Nice.
And we wrote some songs, and we played with some people, and then... Lindsay was wearing a Monster Mash shirt, and I was like, oh, I like that song. Let me play that song.
And so, I was like, oh, I know how to play that song. And she was like, do you want to play bass in our band? And I was like, I'm not very good. And she was like, that's okay. And so Monster Mash is one of the songs in our set now, and cool. It's on the record.
Nice. And then how'd you come aboard?
I think we were playing a show together. I was in another band, or I'm in another band.
What's the band?
It's a band called Destroyers. It's a surf, horror surf band.
Cool.
And so we kind of hit it off, and then Lauren just said, you know, would you be into playing with us? And
yeah.
I was like, hell yeah.
Nice, dude.
So then that's it.
Horror surf.
I'm here. That's
nice.
Why I'm here.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dane and Lauren, how did you guys meet originally? You said you guys kind of got this going during COVID. Had you guys been friends before? You know, had you played in bands before?
We were in Dynasty together. We were in another band before that.
We've known each other simply forever.
Nice. Cool. Right on. And so what was, so then it's what, 2 years, really? The band has been together for about 2 years now? Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
About that, yeah. We played our first live show a year ago, last summer of 2021.
Yeah.
We played our first live show together.
It's got to be an odd time to like start a project is during the pandemic. Is I felt like that a lot of bands broke up during that time. A lot of bands kind of didn't, you know, obviously have opportunities to play shows and stuff. A lot of people moved. But you guys got things going. That's really cool.
Well, our band broke up during COVID, so it gave us something to do. Work okay. on a new band, and yes. with not very many people in the room. So, yeah.
Right on. Well, what was the original vision for the band? Was just, you know, some rock and roll, some good times, rock and roll?
Yeah, just, you know, less punk, simpler, little slower, more surf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simpler for sure. We didn't want to like get paid extra for the notes anymore because we already had all the money we needed. So yeah. We just decided to play music instead.
Nice. Right on. Well, so are all four of you people from Seattle or where is your origin stories from?
I'm from Seattle.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You said you lived near Green Lake, right?
I grew up near Green Lake. Yeah, right between Aurora and I-5.
Okay.
Classy part of town.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I went to Nathan Hill High School. Go Raiders.
Shout out,
I don't care about sports.
C89.5, the electronic music station.
Yes. Yeah. I had some friends who did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. And full disclosure, you also play in another band with your family. Can you shout out the family band?
Family band, yeah. My dad, my brother, and my son and I get together and play music together. We call it family band.
And your dad plays the accordion.
My brother plays the accordion.
Your brother plays the accordion.
And the drums. Working on doing it at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, I really am rooting for him to become a one-man band, but, you know, he hasn't made a go of that yet. But, yeah, my dad has a huge repertoire of, like, country and sort of Americana and folk songs that
cool.
he knows,
yeah.
like some real good deep cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And so he plays guitar and sings. My son plays guitar. And
family band.
Bass. Yeah, it's great. It's
That's
really
great.
Fun.
And how about you, man? Are you from Seattle? Or?
Yeah, actually, kind of the same area. I'm just in Broadview, which is right on Aurora
yeah.
and, you know, up north there. And I still live there. So
yeah,
yeah.
And you know, we were coming into the building, and we're in a new location here, downtown Seattle. But you mentioned that you were going to go to Aurora, where the old KISW studio
That's
was.
That's right. Well, I played in bands in the '90s
yeah.
when all that was happening, and so at some point I ended up at KISW on the Aurora location, and that was cool.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
What was your band in the '90s?
It was a band called Rattle Trap.
Rattle Trap.
Yeah.
Can we find it?
I think actually, yeah, there's probably some stuff still around.
Okay.
You know, it's probably on like MySpace.
Okay, nice.
Something
we
like
can
that.
Dig that up, yeah.
yeah.
And Dane, how about you, man?
I've been in Seattle since I was a little kid.
Okay.
Came here from San Diego and born in Denver, but I've been here, yeah, since I was 7. So been playing music in Seattle since I was, I guess, 13 in bands.
First band, what was it?
Maylox.
Maylox, okay.
Shout out.
Yeah.
It was all like a Bop of Boys guys, and we had a little band, played some shows. And then just our gang kind of was back then on the rocks. They played in a bunch of bands right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Pretty much been playing since, you know.
Nice.
Few month breaks here and there, but yeah.
Right on. And Lauren, how about you? Where are you from?
I'm originally from Los Angeles, but I've been here since I was 22.
Okay, nice. What brought you to Seattle?
I came here for work, and it just looked really fun, and
yeah.
it was fun.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you were in Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
What other bands? I'm sure you've been in some other rock and roll bands, right?
Yeah, I started playing bass when I first moved up here the first year. I was in this band called Suburban Vermin.
Okay.
And then I started my own band called The Wrecked Chords. I had that for a while. And then I was in Pain Cocktail. And I don't know, I've been in like...
So many bands, right?
I was in Go Like Hell for like two
yeah.
shows.
Okay.
Yeah, been in like 10 bands.
Wow.
Probably more.
She's got quite the discogs
page. Kind of like a bass slut for a while.
Nice, okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm going to just put this out there and just answer me as truthful as possible, even if it's, you know, an embarrassing story. I want to know, what was the first album you ever purchased with your own money?
I know this.
Ace of Base.
Okay. Yeah. On CD or cassette?
CD. Yep. I went to Fred Meyer.
Yeah.
and I bought the first Ace of Base album. I was in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was so excited, and I had my birthday money, and I bought a little Discman to play it on.
All right. I saw the sign.
That's right. That's what it was called. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah?
And nice.
You know?
Yes. Mine was AC/DC, Flick of the Switch.
Okay.
Flick of the Switch is a fantastic record. Listen up, people. Flick of the Switch rules. So get on that.
Holla.
Yeah.
And Dane, how about you?
I'm pretty sure it was the Who Sellout.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Nice. And Lauren, how about you?
But I want to say, like, it's not fair because me and Lindsay are from, like, a different generation.
Sure. Mine was no doubt Tragic Kingdom. So, I mean, like, I'm from that same generation.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
I'm going to double down on, like, the Ace of Base thing with Veruca Salt.
Oh, there you
I
go.
I liked that Volcano when I was a little kid.
Oh, that's cooler than Ace of Base.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I like, you know, that Volcano Girl song is pretty cool. I like that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll edit out that awkward silence there where I went and grabbed a drink. Okay, so you guys are going to be playing a show. You guys are going to be playing a bunch of shows right around Halloween. October 28th is the first one at Jules Maze. October 29th at Slim's Last Chance. And you guys are going to be doing an All Cramps cover set.
Yeah. All Cramps, yeah.
Yeah, we're so excited. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, we're going to kill it.
That's cool. So, you know, what is that like? You have like five or six All Cramps songs? You guys like
10.
10 Cramps songs?
Count them.
No, we're serious about this.
That's sick. That's awesome. And then November 4th, you're going to be playing at Daryl's. And then you're going to be playing the 10th Annual Freakout Festival in Ballard, Sunset, November 10th. So if you can't make it to one of these, you can make it to, you know, a different one. They're going to be playing a whole bunch of shows here in the Northwest, and we're going to be playing some songs from them. So let's go into one of them. This one's called Cars, Babes, Rock and Roll. But I'm going to choose Dane. You're going to do this one. I want you to introduce this in the cheesiest morning radio way possible, okay? So the show's name is Loud and Local on KISW. I want you to introduce it in the cheesiest morning radio voice.
Do I do the Loud and Local KSW part
sure.
two?
Yeah, do it, man.
All right. Hey, this is Dane Danger, the rhythm. No, don't do that. this is Dane from 38 Coffin. You are on KSW Loud and Local, and we have a brand new one from 38 Coffin, Cars, Babes, Rock and Roll. Need I say anything more? That pretty much says it all.
Thank you.
That was Cars, Babes, and Rock and Roll here on Loud and Local. 38 Coffin, a band that has been going on for like 2 years now. We just got the origin story. They started during the pandemic, and you know they just came out the bat. They just came out of the Bat Cave, just rocking, man. They got 4 gigs coming up. Tell me a little bit about the record. So this album, obviously, you guys started in the pandemic. What was it like recording this? Did you guys have to do it like remote? Did you guys get all together? And you know, where'd you record it and whatnot?
We recorded at Cracklin' Pop up in Ballard, and we recorded with Kurt Block.
Shout out!
Wow!
Yeah,
yeah, that is amazing.
From
the Fastbacks, if you're not familiar, Kurt Block, a Seattle legend. So.
I used to roadie for the Fastbacks.
Really?
Yeah,
that is so cool.
Yeah.
When I was 15, I carried his guitar all down the West Coast. Yeah.
I just saw that Kurt Block is going to be playing the Smash Benefit show, the David Bowie tribute. So I'm going to go see him play with Mike McCready from Pearl Jam, a whole bunch of different musicians, but Kurt Block. Incredible Seattle legend.
He's really, I mean, a Seattle legend, a rock and roll stalwart, a huge promoter of the local scene, and honestly, like, can't really say enough good stuff about our experience recording with him.
Yeah.
He's just a gem.
That's awesome.
And he made the record sounds incredible, mm-hmm. sounds great, and he was just so fun to work with, and Kurt, if you're listening, I hope you're embarrassed by how much we like you.
We love you.
That's amazing. So, Dane, you said you were a roadie for the Fastbacks. Is that
when you were a kid? Yeah, I hung out with those guys a lot when I was a teenager. I loved the Fastbacks. I saw a ton of their shows, and I had the fortune to go down on a West Coast tour with them. When I was 15.
That is one of those bands that's like, you know, you revisit their albums and they're a full discography. It's like flawless, you know, kind of underrated Seattle gem, that band, I think. So, you know, great band. So,
yeah, they're well loved, you know, so I guess it just depends on who you talk
That's
to.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. So, okay, right on. So, you know, aside from the music side of things and starting the band, during those, you know, rough times of the pandemic, what got you through? What kept you sane? We'll start with you.
Playing bass, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah, and hanging out with my cat.
Nice. What's your cat's name?
Tatties.
Tatties, okay.
Yeah, it's short for potatoes.
Nice.
Because she's like a little tater tot. And and just like hanging out with my kid and going for a lot of walks, trying to get outside. Yeah. It was, in especially the real depths of lockdown, it could be tough to stay level.
There was those first couple months when I couldn't go to work and stuff. You know, I was on furlough, I guess they would call it, and I just went on aimless walks.
Yeah.
You know, that's something I miss. I remember like 2.5 hours just walks. Like, where are you walking?
Nowhere.
Just walking.
Nowhere, man. Just trying to get out of the house.
Exactly. And how about you, man? What kept you sane?
Same kind of thing. Well, I'm in a situation where I was able to work from home, so
okay.
I just kind of kept on trucking anyway.
Yeah, but what's your day job?
I make video games.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, totally.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Can we play any of your games?
Yeah, I mean, totally. You can play a game I'm working on right now called Astroneer, which is on Steam and everything. So.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. What company?
System Era, right in Fremont.
Cool. Yeah. Right on.
So, yeah, we all kind of just adapted and started working from home. So everybody set up their offices all awesome.
Yeah.
You know, with, you know, awesome machines and, you know, reclining, you know, gamer chairs and all
comfort
this kind of
home,
stuff.
Dude. Yeah, that's badass.
Yeah,
are you still working from home?
Yeah,
there you go.
So I'm still doing it, but actually, you know, lots of projects able to get done in that amount of time. Fortunate in that respect, so
yeah. I
was able to kind of get some things done and play a lot of guitar and yeah,
that's great.
Just doing it.
And Dane, how about you, man? What kept you sane?
Well, a lot of bad behavior.
Okay.
And like these other guys, like nature, you know, mm-hmm. I like hiking and going to nature. So I did a little surfing now and then. And hanging out with Lauren and writing songs.
Nice.
Yeah, we did a lot of that. We spent a lot of time just writing songs and making this thing sort of turn into something. Took a long time. Yeah.
And Lauren?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It was kind of...
It's all a blur,
It was,
huh?
like, bad, you know? There's a lot of, like, self-reflection, and I learned how to play guitar. I don't think I could. I didn't really play guitar before.
More of a bassist than before?
I played bass, yeah. And so, I mean, I could kind of play guitar, but I, you know, went from, like, playing it sitting down kind of to playing and singing. So that, and then I don't know, just trying to, you know, probably the same thing everyone else did was like taking a look at myself and like trying to better myself, I guess.
Sure.
You know, it's like the brakes were on, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you know, you guys have a full, you know, band going now since, you know, then. And so you, obviously you were productive. You have a record. You have, you know, all these songs. You're going to be playing a fucking cramp set, which is dope as hell. And, you know, yeah. So, I mean, obviously we got through it to the other side and you know, it's something that I've reflected on in the past couple weeks, and especially with having bands back in studio, just thinking like, we just went through a crazy ass time. There was a lot of weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
Everything's so different now.
It is.
It seems almost like it was a dream.
Parts of it, yeah. Remember when everyone was bashing pots and pans, you know, on their balconies? And
yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
What a weird thing for people to do.
And like people would shame you if you like took a picture without a mask on, you know?
Yeah. And then there was that Capitol Hill thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there was Tiger King.
Yeah, that was the beginning of it, you know?
Everybody was obsessed with Tiger King.
And, you know, it's only going to be 2 weeks, you know? We're just going to let the.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah, they were wrong. They didn't know what they were talking about.
Exactly. Okay, so, like, let's just say you're having a crappy day and you need to reach for a record, whether it can be an old standby, whether it could be something ferocious or something chill. What's an album that you can go to, like an old standby, that you love when you're having a crappy day? Whoever wants to jump in.
I will. Or Pink Flag, Wire.
Wire,
Pink Flag.
Band.
That album's, like, really good start to finish.
Yeah.
Wire. Pink Flag.
The reason I heard about that band is because Minor Threat covered it, one of their songs, and so I'd never heard of it before. And then, you know, obviously you check like the liner notes, like, oh, this is a band that's not Minor Threat; it's a cover. So yeah, I found out about Wire through Minor Threat. Great record. And Dane, how about you?
Wayne County and the Electric Chairs, Things Your Mother Never Told You.
Okay,
that's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah. Satan's Pilgrims, Creature Feature, At Home With, any of those records.
Okay, right on.
When I'm having...
Ace of Base?
Yeah, Ace of Base, still an Ace of Base girl after all these years. No, I don't know when the last time I listened to Ace of Base was. Maybe it's time to give it another spin. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
But when I'm feeling down and I need a pick-me-up, I usually will go for like... Some 60s garage, maybe, like Sonics.
Cool.
Yeah. You know, Boom, that classic record. Great.
Great record.
Absolutely. So, you know, kind of keeping in the vein of, like, you know, favorites and things that'll pick you up. If obviously, we're in the spooky season and, you know, Halloween. You guys are going to be playing a bunch of gigs around Halloween. You guys have the Monster Mash song. You guys met because of Monster Mash. What's your favorite horror movies of all time? What's or like you're like a go-to? It doesn't have to be your definitive favorite, but anyone want to hop in?
I love 1970s horror.
Yeah,
that is my favorite era. So I mean, it's hard to pick a favorite, but you know, I love all of those movies where like the priest is the superhero, like you know, like The Omen, great, you know, The Exorcist, of course. Yep. You know, Catholic horror from the 70s.
Yeah.
Rosemary's Baby, all those things.
Okay.
Great.
Nice.
Those are good ones. I'm going to go with Tourist Trap, which is a super cheesy, like, B-horror movie film. Tourist Trap, I saw that, I think, when I was 7 or something in a drive-through, and scarred me for life.
Wow.
There's that one. And then as a backup, I'll go with the original My Bloody Valentine.
Okay.
If it scars you for life, that means it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw The Exorcist with my brother. I was, I think, 6 and he was 7. And we were, like, just trying to find a place to sleep on the road trip. So mom pulled into the theater and it was The Exorcist, and we had nightmares for weeks after that.
Amazing. Thanks, Mom.
So that's a good one. And like a more modern one is The Grudge, which scared the crap out of me when I saw it in the theaters.
Yeah.
And everybody was laughing so hard because they were so scared.
Because, yeah, they didn't want to confront how scared they were.
Yeah, they didn't know how to deal with the feelings.
Yeah. How about you, Lauren?
I was thinking like just the old Universal movies. Like, yeah.
Mummy.
Yeah, those are good. And then I was thinking like modern day ones like Babadook's.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a great one.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, I couldn't make it through the new Monsters, the Rob Zombie Monsters.
I know, me either.
I wanted to love it.
Me too.
I love the TV show. The original series is excellent.
Yes, absolutely. And that's kind of why I couldn't make it through it, you know, because I have so much love for the original. But, you know, shout out to Rob Zombie for trying. It just, I don't know. But, hey, you know, make your own decision. Whoever's listening and they're probably, like, punching their, like, their phone like, I love that movie. So anyways, we're going to go into another one. But before we do, let's mention again, they're playing October 28th at Jules Maze. And that's down in Georgetown, right?
Yes.
Yep. And then Slim's Last Chance, kind of down in that area, Soto, near Georgetown. They're going to be playing an all Cramps cover set, 10 songs. That's October 29th, getting in the mood for Halloween. November 4th at Daryl's, and that's up near Shoreline. And then Freakout Fest in Ballard, Sunset, November 10th. That is the 10th anniversary of Freakout Fest. And we're going to go into 666 Route. Or is this Route 666? Is it 666?
666 Route.
Okay, 666 Route. All right. Mm-hmm. Who wrote this one? And tell me what it's about.
I wrote it. It's about a story that my friend told me about this psychic lady that lived like up this road, and she would tell you your future. So I kind of like wrote a song about that and added some, you know, scenery rhymes and stuff.
Let's go into it. It's 666 Route. You're listening to Loud and Local. It's 38 Coffin.
Yeah.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud Local here on The Rock at 666 Route by 38 Coffin. They're going to be playing October 28th at Jules Maze, the 29th at Slim's Last Chance for a Cramps cover set, November 4th at Daryl's, and Freak Out Fest in Ballard at Sunset Tavern, November 10th. And you guys going to be doing some writing.
Yeah, we're doing some writing right now. We've got some new songs in the slow cooker right now that
cool.
we're kind of hammering away on. And we've got a new song, actually, that we've added to the set that's not on the record. So if you want to hear it, you have to come see us live.
That's great.
Yeah, it's called Nuclear Wave. I like it. Yeah.
Nice. Right on. So, you know, if you don't mind going behind the scenes here, what's kind of the songwriting process? Is there a primary songwriter? Are you guys pretty collaborative?
Or? Lauren is the brains of the operation.
The brains, okay. The brains and the brawn. The heavy
the
lifter
looks.
Of the band.
Yeah. No, just I'm kidding. No, Lindsay wrote Flying Laboratory. It's all her. It's
okay.
Awesome song. Dane writes with me. He does his music stuff. And now we have Andre, so it's like we're gonna have all these new songs with like super awesome surf guitar stuff.
Nice.
And we can't wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring the surf guitar vibes.
He's gonna bring
the surf
it.
Guitar vibes.
Yeah.
I keep
trying to get him to like start a song with a bitchin' solo, but so far he's just like too shy or something.
Bust it
it's
out,
in the
man.
Slow cooker.
Nice. Well, okay, so you all have some roots here in Seattle. Some, you know, came here from other states and some were raised here in the Seattle. You know, when I think of like when I say like favorite Northwest bands of all time and that could be the Fastbacks or, you know, any band, Zeke or whoever, you know, what's your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
The Wipers.
The Wipers, nice.
10-minute warning.
Okay, there you go.
Can I steal yours? I want to say the Sonics.
You can
Does
say the
count?
Sonics. Yeah, that counts. Are you kidding? Bikini Kill.
Yes. Nice. And they just played reunions like over in Merrymore Park.
They played in Merrymore Park. Yeah. I actually traveled to go see them in Los Angeles when they played there when they were first getting back together. And it was not clear if they were going to play any more shows. So I bought my tickets and went down to L.A., and saw him at the Palladium. It was great. Great show.
Did you feel ripped off when you found out they were playing in...
No, absolutely not. Because, I mean, I got to see him inside, which
yep.
I think is where you should see
yeah.
a punk band. Sorry, everybody.
Yep. I'd say, you know, LA's a little cooler in Redmond. I'll just say, you know, hey.
I agree.
My controversial opinion.
No
LA's a little cooler in
Redmond.
Redmond.
But, you know, I think that the writing is on the wall for them there. Yeah.
All right, so we got big gigs here. Freak Out Fest in Ballard, November 4th at Daryl's, October 29th at Slim's Last Chance, and then October 28th at Jules Maze. Are these your last shows of the year?
Yeah, unless something, you know, comes along that we can't refuse, but yeah.
Cool, and then going in to do some writing, right on.
Yeah, gonna probably see Kurt soon.
Great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, thanks for coming up. If someone cannot make it to one of these four shows and they're at home and they want to support you guys, what's the best way to support you guys?
Well, we're all over social media. You can find us on Instagram we're just at 38 Coffin. We've got a Facebook page if you're still on Facebook. I don't know why you would be, but if you are, We also are, so I guess we're in the same boat. And we've got a Bandcamp.
Cool.
So if you search for 38 Coffin on Bandcamp, you can find us there. You can buy our record. You can download a digital copy, or you can order a physical copy on the vinyl. We've got shirts. We've got stickers. We've got all kinds of merch on the Bandcamp.
And I got hooked up with a starter pack. I got the record. I got the shirt. So you'll see me at the shows wearing the shirt. I'll be the uncool guy wearing the shirt of the band to go see the band.
Wearing like, our shirt makes
we
you
love
cool.
that.
Oh, there you go. Right on. Well, we're gonna go into a song that we all know, Monster Mash. So you guys met because of this song, and now you cover this song.
Well, I mean, we didn't meet because of the song.
But you bonded over this song.
Yeah, I mean, I've known Lauren and Dane for a really long time. But okay. Yeah, we were just hanging out, and I had the shirt on, and it started the conversation that ended up with me joining the band. So, you know, I mean, I think 38 Coffin would probably exist without Monster Mash, but it definitely exists in its current incarnation because of Monster Mash.
Nice. Right on. Well, any final words before we jump into this last song?
Rock and roll.
There we go. Thank you very much. It's 38 Coffin here on Loud Mobile on The Rock.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.